When one of his crew called him Commander, or worse still, Mr. Norton, there was always something serious afoot. He could not recall that Boris Rodrigo had ever before addressed him in such a fashion, so this must be doubly serious. Even in normal times, Lieutenant Commander Rodrigo was a very grave and sober person. "What's the problem, Boris?" he asked when the cabin door closed behind them.
"I'd like permission, Commander, to use ship priority for a direct message to Earth."
This was unusual, though not unprecedented. Routine signals went to the nearest planetary relay. At the moment, they were working through Mercury. And even though the transit time was only a matter of minutes, it was often 5 or 6 hours before a message arrived at the desk of the person for whom it was intended. 99% of the time, that was quite good enough. But in an emergency, more direct and much more expensive channels could be employed, at the captain's discretion.
"You know, of course, that you have to give me a good reason. All our available bandwidth is already clogged with data transmissions. Is this a personal emergency?"
"No, Commander. It is much more important than that. I want to send a message to the Mother Church."
"Uh-uh," said Norton to himself. "How do I handle this?"
"I'll be glad if you'll explain."
It was not mere curiosity that prompted Norton's request, though that was certainly present. If he gave Boris the priority he asked, he would have to justify his action. The calm blue eyes stared into his. He had never known Boris to lose control, to be other than completely self-assured. All the Cosmo-Christers were like this. It was one of the benefits of their faith, and it helped to make them good spacemen. Sometimes, however, their unquestioning certainty was just a little annoying to those unfortunates who had not been vouchsafed the revelation.
"It concerns the purpose of Rama, Commander. I believe I have discovered it."
"Go on."
"Look at the situation. Here is a completely empty, lifeless world. Yet it is suitable for human beings. It has water and an atmosphere we can breathe. It comes from the remote depths of space, aimed precisely at the solar system. Something quite incredible if it was a matter of pure chance. And it appears not only new, it looks as if it has never been used."
"We've all been through this dozens of times," Norton told himself. "What could Boris add to it?"
"Our faith has told us to expect such a visitation, though we do not know exactly what form it will take. The Bible gives hints. If this is not the second coming, it may be the second judgment. The story of Noah describes the first. I believe that Rama is a cosmic ark sent here to save those who are worthy of salvation."